control what I watch on the TV? Or would I dance to at the bar? Get your hands into everything. Try to get me to look like what you are. Well, I may wear your fashions and work your 9 to 5. But I told you all along there are things I won't compromise. Now my producers, they didn't want me. They said I was too direct. I went home, trashed myself. My friend Jay said, now what did you expect? They want you to be a lie so you'll get on the radio. But keep on doing,
keep on doing
what you're doing. What you've already stolen the show. I said I know.
From the brothers who can't disguise it, even in men's clothing, and the sisters who just do not pass. Come the spirit of my people, courage over fear. Comes the only trust I find when the enemy is clear. If the other struggles were over, we would still be here. But let's pioneers.
Now you say I ought to have a present, I ought to have the pride. You were so disrespectful that on your birthday I just cried. There's a fleet of ships on the Hudson and sailors open hand. And when he offered me passage, I said there's no promise left. There are people on the roof. S.O.S. from Miss Liberty, I said, let the old girl sing. I am feeling righteous. I got my music and my chords. Though the siren may be screaming,
screaming.
Though the siren may be screaming,
screaming.
I can only
report. Even
This is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Out Radio. I played those first two songs together for a reason, as those artists have been closely associated with each other since the 1980s. First up was the duo Castleberry and Dupre, comprised of Judith Castleberry and Jacquet Dupre, who performed together all over the world from 1979 until 1994. That happened to be the year of their last recording, called Hot Corn on the Fire, and from it I took the song The Last Pioneers. I followed it with a track from Toshi Reagan's 2005 album, Have You Heard? And the track was called Ooh-ee. Many of you know that Toshi's mother is Bernice Johnson Reagan, founder of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock. Judith Castleberry and Toshi Reagan have been on each other's albums for years, and they have a new project I'm excited to tell you about. And I'll get to that kind of indirectly. It involves the resurrection of a song I think important to our music history and important to the women's music movement, as it was one of the first pioneering anthems. Maxine Feldman wrote and first performed the song in 1976 and recorded it in 1979. The song was called Amazon.
Amazon, women rise. Amazon, women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon, women fly. Amazon, women fly. I am and once was called Amazon. Now I am called lesbian. I know that the matriarchy ruled back then. Sisters, the matriarchy's gonna rule again. Amazon, women rise. Amazon, women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon, women.
As I said, Maxine Feldman was an important pioneer to the women's music movement, and she sadly passed away in 2007, but I was very honored to have interviewed her in 2002 and to ask her about her song, Amazon.
I was living in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. This is 76, and I woke up from a dream, it seemed like, and these words just poured out of the guitar, and a melody started to flow, and I was, wow, this is really amazing. And I got to play it for the first time publicly at the Michigan Women's Music Festival. And that was just the first time it got the audience response. You know, it was like, that's the only way you know if you've written anything good. And the audience just went wild for it. And I was like, okay, and now it's used. I've played it at Michigan every year, and even when I'm not there, it's sung. It's part of the opening ceremony every year. So whether I'm there or not, I'm there in spirit. Embrace. It had nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? It's the people love it, and I'm sure the people who go now don't even know who the hell I am, except for some oldies and moldies, you know?
It's now 35 years after Maxine wrote her song, and new versions of it have been recorded as part of a wonderful project and CD called Amazon 35. Here's where I get back to Judith Castleberry and Toshi Reagan. Judith was executive producer for the project, and Toshi was producer. I interviewed Judith and asked her to tell us about the inspiration for the project.
Well, Maxine Feldman wrote Amazon in 1976, and that was the same year that the Michigan Women's Music Festival started. And she actually performed the song at the first festival. And she performed it almost every year, and then when she wasn't there, other people performed it. So as it turned out, the song has actually been sung every year at the festival in the opening of the festival. And then about 15 years ago, I would say, Lisa Vogel, the producer, asked myself and Toshi Regan to rearrange the song and to kind of bring it up into a space where musically it felt more inclusive and more reflective of the audience, people who were attending Michigan. So we did like a dance version one year, disco version, and then I did a reggae version, and people really seemed to like that a lot. But people for the last few years have been asking where they could get it, because the only time that people hear the song is at Michigan. And then in the spring, we realized, okay, we're coming up on the 35th anniversary of the festival. It just seemed like it was the time to do it. We put the call out to a number of artists, and women just jumped on board. Like, it was amazing.
Why is it important to remember this song?
We wanted to do this project for a couple of reasons. One, the song itself, but it's really about the song and the festival, because there's a way that the song and the festival are linked. For many of us who know the song through the festival, you can't actually take them apart. Over the years, because the song has been sung in the opening, as the song has gone through transition of different artists singing it and performing it and gone through different musical genres in terms of the arrangement, it's actually been a site of reflection. The song actually, in turn, reflects who is in the community. And it was also really important to record this song in terms of Maxine and the work that she did, and as a real warrior in the lesbian community, as someone who was kind of on the front lines of what it was to be out and a butch and proud. She was one of the foremothers in our community that many of us knew. We wanted to be able, those of us who knew her, to let the younger women who knew the song but didn't know her, and many of them had never even heard of her, like they didn't even know who had written the song. We wanted them to be able to understand their herstory and the legacy of what has happened, what has transpired, and who their foremothers are, and the work that's been done in the community already.
I love the mixture of the artists who participated, some iconic in the women's music movement and some newcomers, yes. But I have the impression it was a huge labor of love.
It was a tremendous labor of love. As soon as we said we want to do this, and we put out the call, and it was very short notice. So once we said, okay, we actually have a window of time here where we could get this done, and that was myself and Toshi Regan who produced it. Once we sent the call out, women who were anywhere in the vicinity, and not even anywhere in the vicinity, Holly Neer was in Florida, and she said, I'm on the road, and I'm driving that way, and I can be in New York on this date. And she drove to the studio and to lay down her track. Chris Williamson and Julie Wolf and June Millington, Chris in Seattle, Julie in the Bay Area, and June up in Massachusetts, they all wanted to participate, but they couldn't actually get here. So we sent them tracks, and they laid down tracks, and they sent them back. You know, through the wonders of, you know, thank God for modern technology that we can actually do that kind of work now. And then other women who were in the area, you know, kind of dropped what they were doing to make it happen. And the actual sessions, I will say, were really beautiful because we were learning parts. Some of the tracks were written in the studio. Stacey Ann Chin wrote her piece for this CD, like, that day. Women were just like, yes, we need to do this. And everybody knew the song from Michigan. And so in the studio, we were telling them about Maxine. We were going online. We were showing them pictures because a lot of the younger women didn't know who she was. Women were just really moved, and really, the recording was a very moving experience itself.
Tell me about the acoustic version of Amazon and who sings on that one.
We wanted to do a version that was close to the way that we remembered Maxine performing it live. The first verse is me, Judith Castleberry. The second verse is Holly Near. And the third verse is Elizabeth Ziff from the group Betty. And also on that, I'm playing acoustic guitar. Ganessa James is also playing acoustic guitar. And Bitch is playing violin and also doing vocals. And then we have supporting vocals by Aaliyah Long and Gina Breedlove.
Here's the new acoustic version of Amazon, with Judith Castleberry singing lead on the first verse, Holly Near on the second, and Elizabeth Ziff of Betty on the third.
Patriarchy ruled back then. Sisters, the matriarchy's gonna rule again. Amazon women rise. Amazon women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon women fly.
The goddess has not forsaken me. She's just reawakening. Practice your craft of the wise. Amazon nation is about to rise.
Amazon women rise. Amazon women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon women fly.
Our Amazon witches have returned from the flame, and we will dance in our moon circles once again. Sisters, we've known and loved each other in our past. Amazon nation is rising.
This is not just a reissuing of the song Amazon with a couple reinterpretations. There are also several songs inspired by Maxine's song. I'd mm-hmm. like to ask about some of those. Please tell me about the song Rise Again.
Rise Again, I wrote that as kind of a part two of the original Amazon song, and we always, as it is on the CD, one segues into the other. That's the way that it was written. It was written with more of the, I will say, the warrior energy of Maxine's song. And it, a lot of it has to do with kind of what we're facing in the late 20th and 21st century and the energy that we need. The song that she wrote is a particular energy. It's a good energy. It's a conjuring energy is the way I feel about it. Rise Again is more of a kind of a call to arms type of energy.
Amazon women gonna rise again.
What?
Amazon women gonna rise again.
Come.
Rise again.
Come.
Rise again. Amazon women gonna rise again.
Yeah.
Amazon women gonna rise again. Amazon women gonna rise again. Rise again. Rise again.
Come on, come on, get back to our feet and ground. Fill up, resonate the sound, the sound, the sound. Come gather around. Women, this is how we do.
Pick up the female. Pick up the female.
Perpetrators, come around and try to tear us down.
Infiltrators, perpetrators,
you come around and try to tear us down.
Amazon women gonna rise again. Amazon women gonna rise again. Amazon women gonna rise again. Rise again, rise again.
Too many lies in life, we got plenty. No more to say, no more hate in my name. Too many lies in life, we got plenty. No more to say, no more greed
in my name.
No more to say, no more death
in my name.
No more to say, no more rape
in my name.
No more to say, no more war
in my name.
No more to say, no genocide
in my name.
Hey!
Amazon women gonna rise again.
Come on!
Amazon women gonna rise again.
You say! We come remember, we come for knowledge,
power, power.
We come rejuvenate, we come remember, we come for knowledge,
power, power.
Infiltrators, perpetrators, come around and try to tear us down.
Infiltrators, perpetrators,
they come around and try to tear us down. No more to say, no more hate in my name. No more to say, no more greed
in my name.
No more to say, no more death
in my name.
No more to say, no more war
in my name.
No more to say, no genocide
in my name.
No more to say, no more rape
in my name.
We come regenerate, we come remember, we come for knowledge,
power, power.
We come rejuvenate, we come remember, we come for knowledge,
power, power. Amazon.
Tell me about the track Amazon Like Rock.
Yes. Now, Stacy Ann Chin, amazing wordsmith, wrote that specifically for the project and she wrote it the day of the recording. She got in touch with her, said, are you available? Can you come? Can you put something together? This is what we're doing. And she came to the studio with Amazon Like Rock, and it was perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Amazon, like an old hit song, we intend to come back. Rule in remix. Once again, we plan to attack the lack of feminist thought locking the jaws of our daughters. It's time to crack open the future. Open the markets, end the wars, tend the scars we all carry from the mess testosterone has made of our planet. We are suggesting that women run the world more efficiently than men did way back when. We should be doing it again. We command you to take command of our ship. Tip the balance toward you. Scour the towers for the clues we left behind. Love each other in spirit, in flesh, in solidarity. Wind the old clock and mark a new time. Amazon like river, Amazon like rock. We are Amazon like rain. Do not take our name in vain. When you say it, you must be it. Amazon, when you say it, you must live it like an Amazon, like a woman. I am taking back my power. This hour is mine. I am Amazon. I am Amazon. I am woman, and I will rise again.
Those were the questions I had written down. Is there a question you think I should have asked that I haven't asked about this?
One thing about it is it's a benefit project, and I didn't say this. We wanted it to be something that not only documents our work and pays tribute to our community, but also is something that feeds our community in a very kind of practical way. So 100% of the proceeds are split 50-50 between the festival and the Lesbian History Archives. And we chose those to receive proceeds because Maxine gave the rights to the song to Michigan in 86, I believe it was. And she left her papers and memorabilia with Lesbian History Archives in Brooklyn. So we wanted to honor what she had done with her work and do the same thing with the proceeds from this project. Everybody donated all their time. So we had to, of course, pay for a studio. We had to, of course, pay for, you know, duplication and, you know, some other hard costs like that. But we were able to recoup those costs immediately at the festival because we were able to sell enough. So we were able to immediately donate money to both the festival and to Lesbian History Archives. I think it's important that people know that because it's the kind of the gift that keeps on giving. You know, you get good music, you get a great project, and you know that the proceeds of it are going into keeping two really important and long-term women's projects going in the community.
It sounds like this was indeed a labor of love, and again, the project attracted both women iconic to our music history, like Holly Near, Chris Williamson, June Millington, Toshi Reagan, and a number of others, and also many newer artists were involved, kind of bridging the gap and passing the torch. So again, the disc includes several original songs inspired by Maxine's song, and also several new interpretations of it. I'm going to close this mini-segment with the reggae version of Maxine Feldman's Amazon.
Amazon women, weaving rainbows in the sky. torches have returned to the flame. And we will dance in our moon circles once again. Sisters, all my sisters, we've known and loved each other in our
Find out more about this CD at www.amazon35.com. And all this got me in the mood for more women's music, so the rest of this segment will be devoted to that. And I'm going right to Nedra Johnson's 2005 album, just called Nedra, and her beautiful love song, Forever With Me.
Lesbian, a real credit to her gender. Lived her life like a 24-hour daytime. Oh, she was no pretender. She walked through the long legged strides. Cobb jack boots brought attention. When she went in a room that was filled with straight women, there was always a sexual tension.
Said she's gonna blossom late. Well, other girls were chasing boys they liked. Linda was known to be a baby dyke. Her father said, I don't want to offend her, but I don't understand my Linda. But mama knew that she knew it from the start. A baby girl had a woman's only sign on her heart.
Oh, it's a beautiful child, strong and restless and wild.
I followed Nedra Johnson with Pam Hall and her song Linda. That appeared on her 1992 cassette tape Honey on My Lips, but I'm more used to looking for it on a wonderful various artist compilation from 1993 called A Family of Friends, produced by Jamie Anderson. It's got a terrific selection of artists, but I'm going to play next one by Jamie herself that appears on none of her own albums. A pity, as I think it tells a great story. It's called At Karen's House.
Karen seems nice enough. I see her all the time. She goes to work in the morning about the time I leave for mine. Weekends she's in the yard planting flowers and pulling weeds. I don't know her very well, though she lives next door to me. Karen, do you want to be alone with only a cat to share your home? Do you want a lover to please? Is it a man you need? Got up early one day, went out to get the paper. Over at Karen's house was the car of a stranger. I'd seen it there the night before. She must have found someone. I imagined them inside, greeting the morning sun. Karen, I know you're not alone. You've got more than a cat to share your home. You've got a lover to please, a man to need. And the weeks go by, that car's at Karen's house almost every night. Neighbors should be friendly, so I knocked on her door. I just made some coffee and I thought I'd invite her o'er. The door opened, I said, "How do you do?" But there stood a strange woman. She said, "Honey, it's for you." I mumbled an apology and I had that coffee alone. The stranger was a woman. How could I have known? Memories came flooding back to me. Teachers who never married, my brother's best friend Larry, the girl whose books I carry. Karen, I don't wanna be alone. I need more than a cat to share my home. I want a lover to please, it's not a man I need. I think I'll go next door, find the strength I'm looking for at Karen's house. At Karen's house.
And here's one more from the A Family of Friends album. And it's the title track, featuring a who's who of women's music movement artists. I need to take a breath first to even name them. Margie Adam, Jamie Anderson, Barbara Borden, Teresa Chandler, Dakota Jane Emmer, Sue Fink, Robin Flower, Tret Fury, Monica Grant, Susan Herrick, Helen Hook, Deidre McCalla, Libby McLaren, Jean Millington, June Millington, Lynn Vidal, Mary Watkins, Sharon Washington, and Chris Williamson. Again, the song is called A Family of Friends.
Let us be your family. living the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection, it be my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath a great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath a great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. Stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Perhaps the best-known song by Pat Humphreys, Swimming to the Other Side, taken from her 2001 album called Hands. She can now be heard as part of the duo Emma's Revolution. This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and this is just part one of the show this month. I'm wrapping it up with a rocker by the Washington Sisters. They are Sharon and Sandra sings lead on this one, from their 1991 album Take Two. By the way, backups on the track include Vicki Randall and Linda Tillery. Here's Rock Me Baby.